Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Ayin Dalet. Four lines down. We've been talking about, of course, yesterday, the datum that we have in the Mishnah, the Gabi Vitl Barayv. Of course, like we mentioned the Reb Chaim Moser, that the weather bittel helps the Gabi making the bottle like the Bavatel, or it only helps to discard it. That's one issue that we have. And then, of course, like we had, why is it that they all became usher? L'chayri, you should say, called the parish. And like we have, like we just mentioned, the Rabbeinu Tam, even if one of them is separated from the Tarubis, Havol became, there's still Shashemi Yikach Bina Kavua. The only time where you can use the Klal of called the Parish, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is only where it's Nikar Ho'iser, where we're talking about stores, not where we're talking about a Tarubis of Behemoth. I, Vich Mashinav in a 90, let them go and make all of them. We have Machlokes whether or not the din of where you see it, where you see one of them being parish, is that tantamount to go and taking it out to make it like Shema Yikach Mina Kavua or not a Machlokes. Tais says that it is the same. We mentioned the Duran. It's not like that. It's Arbikutsi and that the Shita breaks. But the reason why you can't do that is because maybe you won't make the Benich B'Shein of an NID. You'll go take it from the Taruvis. And then, of course, we had the Rabbeinu Monayach, that the Rabbeinu Monayach tells us that assuming that the whole thing itself is going to be puzzled out Dichui, Dichui will be a reason, even though the whole thing is a Drabbanan, you would allow the carbon itself to be brought and then bring another carbon, and it's not going to be Chulam Azara because he doesn't get a kapara. And because you have the concept, somewhat, in the Rabbeinu Monayach that you'll say Hefker Best in Hefker to take a person's bilus away from the Chatos. He owns the Chatos. You see again that there is a din bilus that there is that a person has a carbon. The Karatur in the Reuven, Vashtatur in the Reuven, and just like in the Mammon Hedyad, Hez Hegdish is able, or the Rabbanan are able to take away the Mammon that a person has, the Bilus that he has, they'll do the same thing by the Bilus that a person could have over a carbon. We have other Rayas to this also. Remember, the classic Raya would be, let's say, well, one of the big rayas that we have for this. No. That, for Chatos illustrates another point. And that is, you see that there's a concept. We brought three rayas here. And another two, that you can have the hakrava of a Chatos, even though nobody gets a ritzui. And the data from that, from Rabbi Yeshua, from Amshacha, and also Chatos Shishalashay Kulun. Not chatas, some chatas, you do the shem and other carpet, it's possible. But chatas the shem kulin, the way we hold the Gemara in the end of Perek Bei Shabbai, chatas the shem kulin, it's kosher, you know, well, the shem kaiva. Even though the din is, you can't be mafresh a chatas for the tafa. No, that's a different point. But the other point that I wanted to bring out is, for example, the Gemara in Tabura in Kesed Barimin, there, we know that there's a din. Just give an illustration of this. There we have a case. A chatos became uberis. A chatos became uberis. Now, let's say when the vlad is born, what is the din of a vlad chatos? Zazul misa. It became a chatos, it was a carbon, and it became uberis. And then normally, what's going to happen? Vlad chatos, zazul lemisus, from chatos habesis, vlad chatos. So the Gemara says, what do you do if you want to circumvent that din You want to circumvent the din of Lan Chatas. What can you do to preempt it that it should not have the status of a Vlad Chatos? Something about it, what you can do is, before it's born, and we're assuming that when it's born, it gets the Kedusha of the Chatos. Before it's born, while it's still an Uber, make it into a Shlomim. You have the mother that's a Chatos, while the Uber is inside the mother, make it into a Shlomim. So what's going to happen? It's going to be born, not stab as a Vlad Chatos. It's going to be born as a Shlomim. That's the Gemara. And that's a way of saving or precluding the din of Vlad Chatos. So we have a problem. How can you all be Magdashid? Who does it own? Who owns it? Who owns the mother of the Chatos? You, Abadah, the Bible is going to get a Kapara. Abadah will get his Chus. Abadah's going to get the Ritzui. But who owns the Vlad? The Vlad is inside the mother. The mother you don't own. You have a Chus Ritzui, but you don't own it. And therefore, if there's the Vlad inside it, how could you have the Bibles to go and be Magnashit for another carbon? You see from that Gemara that you own the Chatos. And you own the Vlad. And you're able to make a Chalais Egdish on it. And therefore you're able to, that when it's born, it's going to be a Shlomim. Ladis Taiti. That's the Ryan. That's why over here there's going to be a Din of Hefker Besen Hefker. Now, of course, you have to understand what does it mean? Because the Gemara is Machalik, according to the Rabbanin, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, only by Kachim Kalim, it's Mabba Bailim. The Rabbanin don't even hold like that by Kachim Kalim. Now you're telling me even by Kachim, he owns it. Yeah, look, I mean, to a certain degree, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, by Kachim Kalim, he'll have it that for any extent that if it's going to go be Mazik, you're high. If somebody's Mazik it, you pay. And your Rabbanin hold that you don't have that even by Kachim Kalim, and certainly you don't have that by Kachim. But that does not mean that you don't have a Din Bailam on it. Only the God, not the God be selling it. If you, for example, let's say you hold Kachim Kalim of a Bailam, you can sell it. According to the Rabbani, you can have Echai Lassu Shlomo Vlayosav Leklum. You can't sell the Shlomim. Emes, you can't sell the Shlomim. But it does not mean that you're not a Bailam on it at all. You have a Din Bailam on it. The Rabbani could go and take it away because of Hefker Besen Hefker. You can't sell it. Wait. So you can't sell it, but it doesn't mean you don't have a Din Bailam on it. Selling, you can't. On the bilus that you have on the carbon. You have... What? You have the bilus. You have the bilus on it. Let's say you want to be magnishit. Or it could be another thing. Let's say you'd want to go. The Gemara says later on. Let's say you have the bilus of the head and you want to be magnish the R for a better cut bias. The wife says you can do that too. This is the Gemara later on at Kuf Gimel. That we have a Gemara like that. Even though it's a kachim. You're able to go and you're able to be magdish the R the Gemara brings.
You can be magdish the whole thing for Benik Abaye.
It's another riot to this Yisai.
Much better riot.
It's another riot that we have to this Yisai. So therefore, once you have such a thing, it's again, it doesn't mean that it's the same bilus that you have in Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to you at all. If your bimah belongs to you, you're able to go and be magnishin into a shlomit because it belongs to you to a certain whatever degree it is. The rabbanim are able to take it away from you because of hefker besen hefker. There are certain things, but it doesn't mean that it's something that is suddenly disassociated from you. That's the raya. That's the rayas that we have. The gabi this din, and we found from Chaim Moser. In Yeredeya brings these riyas also, that what we talk about, Mekar Tu in the Reuven, Vashta Tu in the Reuven, the bite that the person has a bilus, Legabi a carbon. You have a bilus in Mominus, even Legabi the carbon, you see. These riyas he brings also, I think it's in Yeredeya, in Siman Chafhei that he has
the first volume.
Pardon me?
It's the first volume.
First volume. Yeah,
first volume about
the the first volume of the Achiezer Chelek Aleph. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go upon him. So that's why it's Musbar over here, the dinner of Hefkermes and Hefker. Now we have the Gemara on Ayin Dalet, we'll be Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Amar Avua, Amar Rav. And the different thing. Tabas shel Avedis Kachofim. You have, let's say there's a Tabas of Avedis Zara. What does it mean? Tabas of Avedis Zara became Usher, it's an accoutrement of the Avedis Zara Kipashtis. What Rashi say over here? Rashi says, he says, but let me see, I think in here we have the Ksavyad. I don't think we have the regular Rashi. Do we have the regular Rashi over here where it brings, what is the Tabas?
Yeah, the regular Rashi says in the Skashta.
Here Rashi Ksavyad says,
it's Takrovis.
Tabas shall Avedis Kashlavim shall Takrovis. Not the Avedis Zara itself, Takrovis Avedis Kashlavim. What? I was looking at the report. Here, Rashi says differently than the Ksavyat, right? Says, Tabasha Lavadis Kachavim, Shadis Kashtaba Avadis Kachavim. Well, you can hear that. It's an adornment. It's an adornment for the Avadis Zara. Well, the adornments for the Avadis Zara also become Asar Mahada. You can't use it. Mishnah, we have the Mishnah, Dachno Nalech, Navayne Zara. And the Ksav Yad that I was pointing out, it's a double pella. Don Kab Damashel Atak Rubis, Avedis Gachavim. I don't know if you have it. Do you have the Ksav Yad?
Yeah.
You have it? Your Gemara's have it?
Yeah.
He's this one. Yeah? So, the Ksav Yad says that it's a Tabas. Now, we all know that if you're going to do blue takrubis for Avedis Zara, it's going to have to be K-Dim. How can you have takrubis Avedis Zara with a tabas? What do you do with the tabas? You throw it? First of all, even if you did throw it for the Avedis Zara, it doesn't break. It has to be like three kamishtabaris. Person goes and he throws a tsoya. The Gemara says, it has to be kept like three kids. It can't be. And there's difference between, says, three, a tsaya lacha, tsaya levesha. The Gemara says, it has to be kept. A person will go and they'll be even the Avodah Zarah by throwing gold rings at it. Does not become takrubis. And the only way it's going to become takrubis is only with the big Avodahs, the regular Avodahs, or else it's going to be something that it's, of course, Derech Avodaso, but even the Derech Avodaso, it's going to have to be Sami came to him, even if you did it with a makel. You shook the makel with it, I remember the case. But so if you shook the makel, you could do it if you broke the makel for the Avodah Zarah, because that's time of the Shechita. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But if you go and you throw a stone, you throw a stone to Marculus. That's not even enough. The only reason why it was done, only because it becomes this battle to become part of the Avodah Zarah of Marculus itself. This is a Pella Otzum in the Rashi of the Ksav Yad. Very difficult, very schwer. That what Rashi's telling us over here, how can it be a case like this? What kind of a Takrubis is that? There's no Isser and Takrubis, we got to be that. Pardon me? Even if it's Darko. Darko is not a reason for it to be chal on it, the din of Isser. Let's say it's the derech to go and throw, stones to Marculus.
That's why
it wouldn't make be Osir al Takruvis.
He's over.
He's going to be over. And it could be Osir because of another reason, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, because once it becomes part of the pile of the Marculus, then it becomes the Avodah Zarah itself. It means Mavatla, part of the thing. But not Al Takrubis. Al Takrubis, it can't work. The Rashi is a bell over here.
The point out.
Why? When I was talking about the way Rashi here learns, it's different. By the way, it's the same problem we have in Sukkah. Lulav says there the lulav shalav edizara, right in the beginning of lulav agaza, lulav shalav edizara. What's the case of the lulav shalav edizara? Also, the Rashi's over there also very schwer. That Rashi over there and says what? What did they do? He went and he shook it in front of the edizara. So what? What's that? He goes, what else did he do? Rashi is maybe he was mechabed, he cleaned the floor. Doesn't fit over there either. The kapas tomorrow in Sukkah is the kashu of the Rashi over there. To push it away without the Rashi's, when you're talking about it, maybe it was the lulav, the tree. He was Ovid, the tree. But as soon as you're talking about takrubis, how could a lulav become takrubis akum? Doesn't fit with the sugyas in Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. Maybe later on in the Ksaviyah.
Avodah Zarah. But I don't have it over here, the Gemara's in Sukkah. Did
he shave it and
start
like a Zarah?
What?
He shaves it and start like a Zarah.
When you shake it? No, it's nothing. It's nothing. Shake it, it's nothing. It has to be, even if you shake the stick, and the derech was to work by
Avodah Zarah
with the stick. That also is not, the only way it's going to work is only if you broke it. And the reason is because it's not a shvita. No reason. Breaking a stick is like something like breaking like shvita. But without that, you don't have it. Therefore, so what is the case that a lulav shalav edizara is going to become aser? The only way is they worship it. But if they don't worship it, and Rashi does not learn that's the case, Rashi does not learn talking about when they worshiped it. So then the Rashis are very difficult in Sukkah over here. Same way this Rashi saying the same thing.
Huh?
What?
They say nishkashta by the lulav. You put it down as like three plants down. So like Rashi over here, the regular.
But that's not how he learned it over there. So if you look at Lamed Aleph in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph on the base, where Rashi explains what they did with the lulav, doesn't fit. Yeah, there also, the Kapas Tamarim over there, it's okay, it's this Kasha. I think over here also, the problem, I had this problem, I saw that Rav David is aiming on this also. David Soloveitchik. What? That is different, yeah. That is easy. You could have said that. But Jonathan is saying, if the case would be over here like that, then it wouldn't have any problems. Maybe they made the ring into an Avodah Zarah, so, I mean, they worshipped it, they're fine. Rashi doesn't learn it like that. No, I would be able to have that. I wouldn't have any problem with whatsoever. I think I wouldn't learn the Gemara like that. But Rashi's learning to do with Takruvis. Takruvis doesn't fit with any of the sugyas. All right. But that's a really more of a side issue, I guess.
Yeah, also, maybe later on, the Rashi Ksaviyah also says, Shini Kashta
by Avodah Zarah. I can't hear you.
In the Rashi Ksaviyad, later on, about 5-6 lines later, he adopts Rashi.
I don't even have 5-6 lines later. I only have one line that's good in my Gemara.
No, we have later on, it says Avodah Zarah, and again, Shini Kashta by Avodah Zarah, just like our Rashi.
What does it say?
Then Rashi Ksaviyad later on adopts our Rashi's position. It's talking about this in his kashya boy.
Oh, it's
his
kashya. It's an adornment.
The tzipoy or whatever.
Well, that's the reason my Gemara doesn't even have that because it's the same thing with Rashi.
Rabbi doesn't have Rashi Ksaviyad afterwards.
I have the short form.
We have much more later on. He says.
All right. So it became this Zarev with 100 rings. All right. So therefore, what happens? Everything becomes also. What happened? One ring fell into the Yamagano. Rab says, Hutrakula. All of them then become mutter. Why? The Amrita half the Nafal hang of the Yisurim. The one that fell in, we can be Taila and say Kula in the Rabbah. Because what's a Nimbi the Raisa, really? Bittle. Everything's bottle. There's a Chumra not to use bittle. All right. That Chumra they dispensed with when there's any Makam Tliyah. If there's a makom tliya because one of the tabos fell in, so then you could be toiled on that, therefore the chumra of that same bittul does not apply. Eismei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Here, what do we have? The Amishman. Afilu achas b'ribo, yomusu kulon. All of them die. All the behemoths die. Why? My neighbor, the Ba'isi Sura, the neighbor, the Bisi Sura, the Ba'isi, the Bisi, the first one that dies, why don't you say that's the Shara Nisko? Well, you can say the same thing. Vilas, Biabusu Kulan, Ahai, Nema, the Bisi Sura Bisi, why don't you say the one that died, the first one that died, is the Issa, like the Tabas? Say Talina. Says Rab, who held that way, said like Rabbi Lezer, the Snad, Rabbi Lezer, I mean. Rabbi Lezer says, Ikarav HaRaish. Okay, I mean, you have a Tarumis, and then he said, but if one of them, the Raish HaLachat Mehed that became the Sarev, it was already brought, then the dead is, Yikavu Kala Rosh Kulam. You can make all the other pieces that are called, that they became the Sarif. In Kar of Harosh Alechad Mehad, Yikavu Kala Rosh Kulam. No, a different part. A part. Bahamar, yeah, Bahamar Rabbi Lezer. What do you mean? But he said, well, he can Rabbi Lezer. He didn't just say, you do it one at a time. If you had two, that two Russian that you're being about, where you know one of them is certainly good. You can't say both of them are awesome. There's only one that became, that was the Sarif, that was a Dover awesome. So when you know that that one fell, went into the Akhtar and that Akhtar, and it was together with another one that certainly was Mutter, then you can make a reason to be Mako. Amalachad Echad Lo. He said, yeah, Omar Lay, Ein Echad Ami. I'll say the same thing. Anatati kabina. Why would I say over here it should be mutter? We'll say it'll be mutter if once we go like Rabbi Lezer, it's going to apply. But makam where two of them are brought together, not one. Ein echadami. So therefore, when he said that when he came and he said that hutra kulan, what does it mean? It'll mean what? Where two of them. Again, so when, here it will mean, let's see if there's a Rashi, a Beirish, no, okay. Abel Echad, Echad Lo. So here also, Ada Tarti Kamina. I will be referring to where there are two that you're coming and being mat there. Omer Rav Tabashal, Avaris Kachavim, Shenis Arva, Bebeye Tabos. Isn't another illustration of all this, or a variation of this, where we had a tabasul of avodah that came to serve in 100. And now what? So what happens? Of course, they're all aser. Upirshu arba lebachem echad. 40 of the 100 are pirish to one place. Vishishim lebachem acher. And then there were 60 tabos for another one. Then what happened? Pirsha achas me'arboim. One tabas of the group of 40 was perished from it. Edai seres. That does not answer. Okay, what did he say? Tabashul of etchum shem nisarva b'mei tabos. And then upirshu arboim l'makam echad. Mishishim the Makamacher, and then one of the group of 40 became was parish. The Makachad Pirsha Achas Be'arbayim. It does not answer another group of rings that it fell into. Achas Mishishim. However, let's say it's one of the group of 60 fell into another one. That's Iseris. Now, Maishna Achas. Why is it? You say, Maishma Achas Me'arbayim. The reason is the low, that it does not answer. Because the Arbaidikas we say, Yisur Maruba Yisur. The reason why you're saying that is because you can assume the Yisur is at the other 60. You have 60, you have 40. Where do you think the Yisur is? In the 40? You assume it's in the 60. I bazai. Because we say Yisur Maruba Yisur. Achas Mishishim Dahmi. Why don't you say Amrinan Yisur Maruba Yisur? Why didn't you say also, when we talk about one of the 60, let Yamina Nisur Baruba Yisei, Achas Mishishim Dami, Amrina Nisur Baruba Yisei, why don't you say that?
59.
Yes, and the other 15, now what are the other, where, what, this is the one. Why don't you say the 59 other ones? What do you think? It's this one. Maybe you can give the other 59. Something about the liability server. We should say also, Ella. What it means is the following: in Pirshu, Arbayim, Kulam, the Makom Echad. Not one from the 40 was Pirish. The group of 40 were Pirish into another group. The whole group of 40. Shishim, however, Lamakav Echad Isis. We don't mean about one of the 60, you can be toilet as the other 59. But if the whole group of 60 became the Sarav, then another group of 1,000, of 100, whatever, then it asks, what are you going to say? It's going to be there the rave of the 59. The whole group of 60 became the Sarav. So what do we see here? We see over here that even though there's a makom to be toiler in the other ones, Aval Pikein, we're saying what? We're saying that it's us. Rashi over here tells us, Pirshu Shishim Lamakai Mechud Asura. Why? The came of the Isura Baruba Yisei, since we assume that the Yisur is in the Ra'iv. Habukulu Safik Avedis Kechavim. So the whole group is the Safik Avedis Kechavim. And therefore, we're not Mekul at all. We're not Mekul at all. And the Gemara says so, then it says, yeah, Hadach L'Avedis Kechavim. I'm going to hanakla, but it's kachavim. Shesveka, usvek sveka, asura, and seifa oilam. That's a special chumro when it comes to avodah zarah. Rashi over here says, hanakla, but it's kachavim, bilo hakel, besot, besvek sveka. Like Ari, the kishari surim. The afilu pirshu arbayim. Even if 40 were perish, lamakam echad, asuras. They're also going to be usher. There, in that case, he holds they're all going to be usher.
And there, if one was Pirish, that
you would. If one was Pirish, oh, so now what does it say? Now we're saying, so now what does he say? You know, he's saying that, Elohim Birshub, Abayim Machad Eid Asras, Shishu Machad Asras, Kabrita Kabed Shmoel, he said. No. Hadak Lavadis Kaichavin. Don't bring any cases from Avodah Zarah. From Avodah Zarah, everything is going to be Asur. Shesveka, Svek Sveka, Asura, Ad Saifa Olam. And therefore, whatever dinim that we have all over cannot be applied over here to Avodah Zarah. It's always going to be Asur, no matter how many Svekas that we have.
So even one or four.
Even one should come out to be like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meisvei, fainting what? Safik avadis kachavim basura. Usvek sveka mutaris. What are you telling me? Tell me avadisara, svek sveka sarasar. Saying it's mutar. Ketzad. What's an illustration of this? Kai shel avadis kachavim, shenafa liyitzer malai kaisis. What kais of avadisara fell into a group, Meitzer, are full of kaisis. They're all aser. Okay. Pirish echad behen. Now what? Pirush Yechid Mehem the Rebbe. Well, I've made Rebbe the Rebbe. Mutara. Here we say what? Here we say Mesa, Frank the Gemara. So what do we see from here? Before you were just kind of telling us there was a tzad that they're always us. At Saif HaElam. Here, what do we see? Here, what do we see? Kula Basurah. Here we're saying what? Kula Basurah. Pira Shecha Behelim, Riba Libibo. It's Mutara. So you see that like that. And after the Gemara tells us it's totally into the Sadia, Rabbi Yehuda Leiber, Rimayne Badon. It's our case of Rimayne Badon that we had Eisrin Machal Shehu.
46.
Pardon me? Yeah. That's one of the seven. Yeah. See, like Rashi tells us in the first white line, the Sadia, Rabbi Yehuda Leiber, Rimayne Badon, Rimayne Badat, that's one of the six. Echad, Mishisha, Dvarim, She'enim, B'teilim, Hein. Hilka, Chayisrim, B'chalshu, therefore they ask him, B'chalshu. Yimshel Arla, where it's Arla, Shalkishel Truba, Hein, Kula, Basurim, V'afilu, Achraidim, they're all Aser. Because of the Hashibis that they had, it's Asher, Dr. Libadis. So what do we have again? Mimani Basur al Khoshu Kate said Nafa Lachad Mayhem Lasek Rebo. May Rebo the Rebo Asurim. Rab Shimon Yehudah Mishum Rab Shimon. No. The Rebo Asurim. Or may Rebo the Shlisha. Let's say from a Rebite to three. It would mean three. It means to two. Together make three. Or may Rebo the Rebo. You have another suffix. Mishlisha Lamaka Bachar Mutter. So what do we see here? Here we're going that even if you hold, and here we're going, what do you hold? We're going if you hold, Reb Shimon here, Reb Shimon Yehuda, Reb Shimon, the Rebo Asurim, see the Rashi over here, the three lines up on the bottom. Rebo Harisha, Shehu Yisra, Atzma, Nafal Shem is Usher. The first group is Usher. Avu Pirish Yechad, May Isa Rebo, the Gimel Rebaidim, Bid Ashlishi, Pirish Echad, the Makai Macher Butter, Abba Gimel Atsayim, the Svek Sveka Butter. So, we see over here that even if you're Machber, you're gonna be Makel over here.
What's
the Makai?
How far it's there away?
Yeah, right. The Chitame is shining late. So the Chaira, you say, what are you asking? You're gonna have it. Maybe that's my Rimani Bada. What's the Raya from us? We're talking about the Avodah Zarah. Now you bring a Raya from something else, from Arla. Tell the Arla. Chitame is shining late, the Rav Shimon. Maybe the Avodah Zarah, the Shai, Surin. What are you doing? You bring a Raya from there. It's a difference. No. Elohad Sadia, it can't be like that, Lechaira. Because we learned Safek Avedis Kachavim Masuro Svek Svekel Mutaris. What did we learn in the Bryce that we have a case of that it's also Svek Svekel? I mean, that's what they're Svek Svekel. And who will go? The body. They'll come and love Rav Yehuda, love Rav Shimon. Like, whom will it go? Have to attribute it to somebody. The Yoylam Rav Shimon. Something about Reina Chadami. No, Lord Rav Shimon, it goes like Rav Shimon. And that's the reason it's mutter by Avodah Zarah also. Ushmuel suffer like Rav Yehuda, v'chada, v'chada, v'chada. And Shmuel, who said before, hanachla, v'chada, v'chada, remember Shmuel's the one that said before, that, what do you say, hanachla, v'chada, v'chada, that's mashra, the mishari, surim, he doesn't hold of the chumrah of Svek Svekin. Shmuel said, Achla, but it's Kachavim, they'll hold that by Shari Surim, he doesn't hold of the Svek Svekin. And therefore, that's what it's going. La'ilam, Rav Shimon, Shmuel, Savalei. And therefore, Lo Rav Shimon, La'ilam, Rav Shimon, Shmuel, Savalei, Rav Yehuda B'chada, Opalek Alei B'chada. He'll hold like in one aspect, yeah? And the other aspect, he held not. In what, so he will be machmer by Avodah Zarah, even though Reb Shimon himself will come out whenever he holds by one, he holds by the other also. He's going to be makeful even by a Benazara. And Omar Mar, what does it anyway mean over here? We had this case over here of what we were just talking about, where it fell into three. What's this thing with three? So we have the case of Nafal Echad Behad Masech Ribai Rimani Badon. It fell into this, and then it went to three. What's this thing with three? We barfarned it when we read it. So here it says, no, I might be Riba the Riba, maybe Shlesha, or Shlesha the Makabachar, but there. Why MS Epis, you're talking here? Maishla Shlesha the Ikaruba. Shnai Nami Ikaruba. He fell into two. What's the difference? It fell into two, fell into three. My Gimel Diktani, Tarti Vahu. Doesn't mean that. Three does not mean it fell into three. It means it fell into two, thereby making three units. Or Ibai Seba Samalaka Rabbi Eliezer, or he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who we don't know anything about Rabbi Eliezer. But Rashi tells us, Shmuel Diomar, or Ibai Samala, he held like Rabbi Eliezer, Shmuel Diomar, Svek Sveka Diomar is Kachave Maser. He held, it's a whole different approach to why he held that way. He held like Rabbi Eliezer, the phantom Rabbi Eliezer. But he says, Besnad, Besemes Abedizara, Notoy Medo Eitzim, Asurim Bahada, Hisikum Bede Satana, Chadish Yutat, Yashan Yutat, Afabo is a pass, it's Asur Bahada, Hadadi Sarvu Bacheris, 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 Asur Bahada, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yelachad Aliyah Babelach, Alma Yisle, the Rabbi Eliezer, Svek Svekim, Babadis Kachavim, he holds over there that it's going to be Yasser, meaning Tani, Be'acheres, Be'acheres. Therefore, we're bringing in Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara never brings here Rabbi Eliezer, but Rashi's telling us and it's referring over there. Then he has another Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, where he's Saimachon when he said that by a Svek Sveka, by a Benizara, it's going to be Yasser. And I'm Rabbi Shlomish Chavish El Truma. We have a Chavish El Truma. Chavish El Truma Sheni Sarva V'meya Chavies. V'nakla of Chavish El Truma that became the Sarva in 100 barrels. V'nakla Achas Behem the Yabba Melach. Then one of them fell into the Yabba Melach. Kutra Kulam. They all become butter. Same bit din that we had before by the Tabas of Avodah Zarah. And here he says by Truma you have the same thing. The Amrinan half enough of the Isser enough of. The one that fell was the Isser, same way we said before by the Avodah Zarah, by the Tabas. The Yitzrichter of Nachman, the Yitzrichter of Rish Lakish. This member that Rish Lakish told us. By Truba, we also have the member of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it by the Tabas. The Ibrahim and Rav Nachman, Hava Amina, maybe Hani Bili Yavan is Kachavin, the Eva Matirin. Maybe over there, you know why we're Mekol? Because there's no other answer. There's no answer of what to do with all the other rings of the Avodah. What are you going to do with it? Either it's mutter or it's usher. If it's usher, then there's no eitzah. You have to throw them all out. Right? Man, there's nothing going to do. What are you going to do with it? Yeah. Like I mean, Abu Truma. What's the worst that'll happen by Truma? You have to be machmer. And the czar will not be able to eat it. No. It's a sell to a kayan. It's not that if the Truma there, it's doomed, then you got to get rid of it. The only thing that'll happen is you'll have to get a cheaper price for it. But it's not that you're going to have to get rid of it. You'll sell it to a kayet. Abu Truma, the Ishla Batirin, no? Maybe the Mishlakish Hava Amida. Maybe Chavis, the Minkara, the Vilasa. There, it's a big thing. It's a barrel. And if one of them is missing, it's conspicuous by its absence. Avo, Tabas. The low minkara. It's a little thing. The low minkara. Nefila sub. What did that befalls off?
You didn't notice.
You didn't notice it. Low. Therefore, it's right here. Therefore, I have to be a talisman. Even over there, it's mutter. Omar Rabba Lohite Rashlakish Elachavis the Binkara Nefilasa. When he was matter, he was matter it only over here where it is Binkara Nefilasa by the Truma. Amoteena Lo. It's a Chavis, but not a fig. One fig is not going to be a reason to be matter. One fig is not going to be a reason to be matter. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Luteena, Kedefilasa. It's not like that. Kafilu Teena, Kedefilasa, Kachaliyasa. In the same way it answers, in the same way it's going to be mutter. In a case where it's going to be a din of bindle. Rashi over here comes and tells us. Okay, Shani Sarva, Bekup Chavius, Stumas, with their clothes. We are reading Liel. Shehein echad mi bavdvar, right? Like we said, shehein that are not bottle. And then we have Rav Nachman's member who said his din by the tabas. And we have the din here by the truma. There's a reason to be mechalik. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Chavis, it's a gedayla. Rashi says mikay benikar kishehina tula. When it's there, it's conspicuous by its absence. Therefore, it's minkar nefilasa. Therefore, it's muchach that it's not there. Below us, see the neighbor, you're not going to come over there to be matter everything else without the fila. It's obvious that what is the fila? People are not going to make a mistake like that. Amul tabas ain't mekayma nigger, and it's not minkar. The yasi, the mishrinu, that it's not going to be nigger. And what's going to happen if it's not nigger? You're going to be matter it. People are going to be matter mekar, even without the fila. What's going to happen? They don't realize that in the tabas. Do it fell? Nobody can tell the difference whether it fell or not. When we're being matter, it's going to be the same thing. That it's going to be lahater. Fine. Rav Yosef Amar Abulazar Chavis Shel Truma Shenafla Bekuf Chavis. What do you do? So what do? You open one barrel, v'naitel heimena, k'day dimua, v'shaisa, and you drink it. V'seach echad b'meno, here comes the Rashi, and he says, v'keva d'nifchasa, yeshua bittol. There's bittol, that we have Paseach, Echad Mehen, they were not, if they were stumas, that they're not bottle. The Kema, the Nifchasa, then there is Bittel. Hilkach, Naitel, Hey, Medicate, Hey, Dibua. Wait, Achas, at the proportion. Achas, be Mea, be Achas, Sheba. The whole Achas, be Sarva, be Kuf. One became the Sarva at 100, so what's the ratio? The ratio over there, that kind of a case, it's going to be mutter, because you have the 1 to 100. That ratio becomes mutter. But what do you do? More than that, what do you do? By seach echad, chavis shel truma shenafla bekuf chavis. By seach echad ahead, and you take a kedei dibua, off, what do you take kedei dibua? You take a ratio of 1 to 100. 100. 1 over 100 and 1.
Is this from a barrel?
From a barrel. What? From a barrel. Wait. And you take a kedei dibua, echad mikuf, shebohen. You see the kedei dibua? This is the Rashi. Bashar asuros, achi yitchasu. The rest are going to be usher. Ad sheyid chasu, v'layam rida gito achas min ha'kuf, v'yisur baruba yisai, v'yayakol mutter, v'yitach ha'chabishim l'katchila. What do you do with Nachamon? If it's Nimchas, oh, wait a second, I think I'm oh, wait, yeah, wait a second, I didn't do the Nimchas. It's going by the next Gemara, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yosef, yeah, so now, what do we have?
Why does this happen?
Yeah, yeah, well, let me say the next couple lines, because that's where the Rashi is going. Yosef Rav Dimi. Oh, so I thought they come to heaven, can they do more? Yosef Rav Dimi, the cover of the Lush writes. On my leg. Rav Nachman.
What does the Rav Loza say you do?
You open one barrel.
Right.
And you drink 1% of it. And why does that happen? What is that 1%?
And everything
about either the whole barrel is true or the whole barrel is not true.
Right.
What does taking 1% of the barrel do?
And what does it do for the rest of the barrel?
That's required in my point of
doubt. What does it do for the rest of the barrel?
Nothing.
Let's take it again. Once again. Paseach echas be'echad behem. The came on the nifchasa. Yeshua bito.
That's true. So the 1% doesn't
help. Yeah, but Kevin Denim Chasa, again, Yeshua Bito, the Hilka. That's once it's Nim Chasa, you can be Tyler, and it's Bottom Rev anyway, right? The Kevin Denim Chasa, Yeshua Bito. Hilka, Naito Hemena, Kede Dimua, Achas Bimea. You take it's a chumra. You take what the kadeti more 100, one over 100. The achas sheba, the achas nisarva bekuf, and you take therefore you subtract that from that, and therefore you drink the rest.
What drink the barrels of 100?
What? That's a chumra of it. You almost it's like you look at it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like you picture it and you pretend, really you pretend. You pretend that that's the thing that became the Sarif. What happened? You had what that became the Sarif. So what happens? You don't drink the whole thing, you'd say. Because you inevitably, if you're going to drink the whole thing, you inevitably are going to be drinking the Truma. Why? Because let's say you had one that's the Sarif in 100. Yeah, in a barrel.
Yeah.
So that let's say we would be matter you out spittle to drink the whole thing.
400 barrels?
No, the one barrel. The one barrel. You're going to be matter him to drink the entire barrel. The problem with that is that because your father going to be deep drinking the truma. Now.
Assuming once you open it, you're assuming that.
Yeah, that's what you were saying over here again. Chavis shel truma shenafla the kuf chavis peseach echad behen.
That helps.
Huh?
And then it's bustle. Like, you open one and then it's bustle.
Peseach echad behen and you pretend.
How?
And you picture it like that the truma
is in that barrel. You pretend that instead of one barrel in a hundred
barrels, there's a proportion even in one barrel.
Which is not true. It's symbolic.
It's symbolic, right. It's something like a Zecher Ludover on that.
So
yeah. It doesn't really...
We don't want you to...
It really does not make sense, really, practically speaking, of course. We're talking over here, you have one barrel that's mixed into 100 barrels, but you pretend... In one barrel, it's going to be the same thing up in proportion.
And the rest of the barrel is butter?
The rest of the barrel is okay, yeah.
And this barrel,
you just remove what you remove that fraction. What's that?
It looks like somebody who's drinking something.
What?
He's saying, it looks like he drinks.
It looks like what?
He looks like he drinks.
What he's really saying is like what we're saying. It's good order over here. What are you doing over here? Doesn't make sense. Nifasa. Therefore, it doesn't really make sense. So there, Eleima, what should we say here? Nifasa achas mehen. No, he told Heimedica de Dibuah v'shaisa. What is that?
Open my info. Yeah.
And open, not that you go do it and take it off. You go open it up. It opened up by itself. Yeah. Rashi here says, G'mah v'shasi k'chazina ha'cha. The imkein, the peseach l'katchilu. The way Rashi's saying it, if that's the case, then what we're talking about is the case that we thought before. You went and you opened up a barrel. Hada kamla chavias testubis. The low buckley, hechamashkachaslo.
We
have an eitzah. You have an eitzah. But we're pretending something over here. You have this eitzah. It doesn't really come back make nasa. Ella the Tarot says, nifchasa. Below biskavin. It happened by itself. It was unintentional. So you take kedeidi mua, echa bikum shemeva ashar asuris. The other ones are going to be us or until there you open it. And we don't say, of course, yito achas min hakuf. Tisur maruba yisa. Biyehe akal muta. Tintach achabishim lakadhilu. Yeah, you don't do that. That already you can't do. So hinachma. Alayim nifas achas meha. Then you have an eitza. Ein chanami. Naitol amerika deitim uva shoysa. And Amar Abayshia, Chavish al Chumish and Isarva b'meya, b'chamishim Chaviyais, the Niftachu meya, and then 100 of them. Let's say the same thing happened to 100. The Niftachu meya behen, Naitale meda, also kedeti bua v'shoise, Usha, Surim, Achiyifchus, Ashar Asurim, Ad sheyiftachu. Allah yamrin and yisur baruba brother. Yeah, because we don't say yisur baruba. We don't say over here yisur baruba yisa. And therefore, so you have to be over there. We're going to do this and it's going to be usher. We're not just going to be titled that it happened over here like that. And therefore, so what do we have again? So he have again, we have where it happened like that. We don't just assume that it happened that the thing went into the other barrel. So therefore over here, the did is that it's also the other ones are going to be usher. Yes, and the other ones are going to be usher. Yeah. Until the same thing can happen to them, and Hanabi.
If the problem happened when they were closed, the fact that one of them opened up afterwards makes it all better.
That shouldn't make a difference. That shouldn't make a difference.
We don't want you to forget about the first. How is he able to open when it's not provided? It's not a few. I mean,
no, it's not.
We don't open one.
What if it has a bad one? We're saying that maybe you are doing that. What you're really doing, you're orchestrating the mental, but it's not just the regular din bittul. It's a never chap. It's not stam a din of mavakladis or katchila. You're doing, you're wangling it. There's going to be some other kind of way of being mantras. Eid Hanami. All the cases that we have in the Mishnah, you can't tell which is which. What's usher? But the chayra, by the case of a trefa, by the case of a trefa, Elahai trefa hechidami. What happened by the case? Let's say it was the case of the Shar Nisko. You're right. I mean, Tyson is bringing it from here. Elahai trefa, but the case of a trefa, what happened? Do you know that it's a trefa? You can tell? Lysimilishkulai.
Yeah.
If for some reason you could tell, So just take it out. He lo yada le mi na yada. And if you don't know, so how do you know it's a trade for you? The Arab, you know, the other, the Arab, how do you know it got mixed in? Amri devei Reb Yahna yachabayaski din. And the Arab, the kumis hakoitz, which was just a zayv. There are two things that happened, and you can't tell what happened to which. One, when a zayv goes and he bites it, it attacks one of the behemoths, it spews its venom into it. And it's going to die. Now, then there's another one. It's got infection. Then there's another one. It looks the same way. The injury looks the same when there was a kite stuck in it. So if you were to look at it, well, you can't tell really what it is. Is this just a thorn? Or it was a puncture. What is it? It's a thorn that did it. Maybe it was came from the teeth marks. Can't really tell what that is. You can tell that something happened, but you can't tell exactly what it is. Let's say it became the sire. If it's something that you can't even tell, there are no marks. It fell off a roof. So all the Avarim, they're going to mix it into a trefa. The Nefula, Nami, why don't you be, maybe you can be Baitik and Nefula. There are ways to do it. See if it can walk. See how long it is. Kesava under Tzricha Meslas. No, he can't do it right away. If it stands up, you still have to wait 24 hours. We're not talking you have Halcha Tzricha Bedika. And he holds that if it walks, then you need a Bedika, which you cannot do here. Rabbi Yirmi. And therefore, this is the case on the Sof. We're not talking that this thing itself is a trefa. It's the vlad of a trefa. Who holds that it can't be that it can't be brought the gabe mizbeach. According to him, now it's going to be totally, of course, with Yerachimo, and that the machlekes, we have different machlekes than we have the gabe this same way. They don't all want to say like that because you can really tell the difference. There's a difference between a bite of a wolf of a kites. One's long, one's round. If it stands, it doesn't need a mesles. Holchai, that's Richa Bedika. And Karebiyemeliyami, Karebelezen, lo mukmi. They don't want to set an eye like that either. And therefore, they don't want to set an eye like that. I went to certain things. Maybe I'm going to have to wait tomorrow. Other things also. The emphasis, even from the ends of Perakata Soif. A bunch of things that I wanted to say, I didn't get a chance to say them yet. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.